It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We've been telling you about the early voting numbers, but now the big day has finally arrived.
And one of the biggest polling places is AT&T Stadium, and that's where we find KRLD's Alan Skaya, and he joins us live. Alan.
Yeah, Heather, people are just starting to file in. There's a little bit of a line of folks standing outside when they opened just a second ago. This is the first time AT&T Stadium has been used as a polling place. And so, you know, there are a couple of folks who are waiting out here wearing cowboy shirts, a cowboy's hat. And they were saying, like, we're ready to go. We're ready to go. We're ready to get the selection done. They got 50 booths set up inside the stadium. You can park free if you're coming out here. You're going to use parking lot 5. That's off AT&T Way, just south of Randall Mill. And then you go into entry C. That's one of the big entrances kind of right in front of the stadium. I saw Senator John Cornyn a few days ago. He was at an event at the Bush Library over in Dallas. He said he and his wife had just voted early, and he said Texas might have some close races. So he says, you know, this is your shot. Everybody's complaining about politics, but
I would encourage everybody listening to get out there and vote. We make it pretty easy in Texas to vote in person, so I think it's important for everybody to participate.
Dallas, Tarrant, and Collin counties, they've got countywide voting. So if you live in one of those counties, you can vote anywhere. Denton County, for Election Day, you do have to vote in your own precinct. When you head to the polls, just remember, bring your ID. That can include a driver's license or one of 6 other types of ID, like a passport, a military ID, or an election ID certificate. Almost half of Texans voted early. Just a bit more than 50% of registered voters here in Tarrant County had already come out. So it's already been busy, but polls are open another 12 hours today across the Metroplex and across Texas. So you've got until 7 o'clock tonight. Live outside AT&T Stadium, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This election day, law enforcement agencies across the nation are increasing their presence to stop any election-related violence in person and online. Naomi Ruckham has more.
The FBI's Election Security Command Center is running around the clock on the lookout for any and all potential security threats.
Those threats include criminal threats, such as threats to election workers, foreign malign influence, cyber threats, and acts of domestic violence.
In the battleground state of Pennsylvania, the Philadelphia District Attorney warning for anyone attempting to interfere with the voting process.
The National Guard is reportedly on standby in at least 19 states.
Now, regardless of your political views, it's often more fun to watch the polls with company. So there are some parties tonight.
All party affiliations can find somewhere to be this evening with like-minded folks and maybe a beverage or two. Dallas County Democratic and Republican parties are hosting watch events at Lofty Spaces and the Granada Theater, respectively. In Fort Worth, Tarrant County Republicans can gather at Rogers Roundhouse, while County Democrats can post up at the Bearded Lady. Those casting a Libertarian vote can spend the evening at Dallas's Westin Hotel. Other parties across North Texas include presidential candidate impression contests and drag performers. So no matter your preferred company or taste, there's an election party scene for you. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Yates, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, our country could see a big drop in the population in the next few years. It's because a third of Gen Z and millennials say they don't have or they don't want any kids. The CDC says the birth rate in this country right now is the lowest we've ever seen before. So this will certainly pose a problem in years ahead for Social Security, as there aren't enough people paying into the system as there are people that are aging out of that system.
Maybe they'll just make a lot more money and give us more
when we get old.
One can only hope.
Oh, exactly. Multiple reports indicate Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott's going to be out multiple weeks with his hamstring injury. That means head coach Mike McCarthy will be turning to veteran backup Cooper Rush.
You know, he's a great teammate, someone that, you know, you can see the young guys lean on. Wicked smart, you know, instinctive, does a great job on it, you know, when he runs a scout team. So, I mean, he just does everything the right way. Yeah, excellent pro, and there'll be plenty of confidence in him.
Cowboys host the Eagles Sunday afternoon, trying to snap a three-game losing streak.
It's not likely that the Cowboys were going to win with Dak Prescott against the Eagles, and
didn't
that was with Cooper Rush. You know, you kind of feel for Cooper Rush, because if you start winning and making your gazillion-dollar quarterback look bad,
some people think that they should go a different direction. Absolutely. And maybe throw him in there for this stretch. And I guess we'll see, especially if Rush struggles at all. I think you could see that.
We don't even know his name, do we?
Of course we do. All the time.
He's that other guy.
The third string guy.
Trey Lance, the third. You know,
Trey Lance, the third? Yeah.
Trey Lance.
Told you. I knew we knew it.
Americans have been flooded with news stories about different kinds of polls in the run-up to this election day. The question remains about how accurate those polls really are, because there are so many of them out there.
The other one is that polls are released not just by pollsters, but by newspapers and universities and media organizations, and they're really afraid of being wrong.
Dr. Thomas Gray from UT Dallas, one of the reasons why people question them, only 1% of people will actually answer the phone when a pollster is calling.
Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
And of course, then when they do answer the phone, they lie. That's why. So none of the polls work. If it weren't for the election, the top story today would have to be Boeing. So I'm going to skip right to that one. After 2 months, actually 54 days and three votes, the rank and file is going back to work at Boeing. This has cost them billions of dollars. And it's going to cost them a lot of money going forward, because the machinist pay is probably going to go from about $75,000 to $119,000. But at least they'll be cranking out those 737s and the 777s and the Dreamliners. And the ripple impact through the economy really is positive. You're talking about 30 or 40,000 people, machinists, that have been out. But all of the companies that are associated with Boeing, they had to lay off people. The supply chain backed up. Money wasn't being spent. The airlines were looking for those fuel-efficient airplanes, the new Neo jets, everything else. They haven't been getting them. So this is really going to be positive once it kicks back in gear. It'll take probably a week to get everybody back to work. Early on, it looks like a light rally on Wall Street. The Dow's pointing higher by 21. The S&P up 9. The NASDAQ would be up 59 if we open right now. One local company is just getting bombed. Celanese is down 20% this morning. The earnings missed. The revenues missed, and they're implementing cost restructuring programs and idling some facilities across the entire region. Crude is resuming the rally. Big up day yesterday at 48 cents today, 71.95. Gold's up $3.40, 27.49.50. Yesterday, interest rates came down. Today, interest rates are going back up. The 10-year at 4.33%. Right now, looks like a little rally across the board. David Johnson, News Radio, 1080 KRLD.
The Atlantic hurricane season, by the way, continues through the end of this month, till the end of November. And right now, Tropical Storm Rafael has formed down in the Caribbean. It's gaining strength. It's potentially going to become a hurricane. It's projected to impact Cuba and the Gulf Coast of the United States. It's unclear, though, where exactly it could make landfall.
We were telling you all yesterday morning about the possibility of severe weather, and then we got hit hard by heavy rains yesterday afternoon, but a lot of people got caught off guard.
From McKinney to Midlothian, heavy rain drenched much of North Texas, topping curbs at Northwest Highway and Hillcrest, where at least one person stalled in high water and caused ponding on Inwood near Harry Hines.
All the water comes in this direction like waves. Yeah, but now it's better than before.
Mohammed Hussein says he felt his car start to float.
All the around it is just water, especially when the cars move. A lot of waves come like that.
That is NBC5's Meredith Yeomans.
Guess what was sitting on my front porch yesterday morning when the rain was coming at us sideways?
A pumpkin?
No, my dry cleaning and my Amazon packages. I was out retrieving cans of dog food when it was lightning, and I was like, if this is the way I go, so be it. I'm trying to help my animals.
Sorry.
We'll call it a $14 million billing code error.
The Dallas U.S. Attorney's Office says a company that operates outpatient surgical centers in Dallas, Richardson, and Coppell will pay the government $14.2 million. Horizon Medical Center of Denton effectively overbilled Medicare by misreporting a code. It resulted in Medicare overpayments and also a violation of the Federal False Claims Act. But the Justice Department says Horizon found its problem and self-reported it. And the U.S. Attorney's Office credits the company. From the 24-Hour News Center, L.P. Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.